This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
It's Mental Wealth with Dr. TK Harris.
Why am I so emotional, Doc? That's probably one of the most frequent questions I get asked as a psychiatrist. Alhamdulillah, you're emotional because it's a part of your makeup. Praises are due to Allah for giving us the nafs, which is, if you like, the seat of our emotions. Without your emotions, we probably wouldn't survive. It's our most basic form of thinking. It is a strong force which we must learn to understand if we're not to be overpowered by it and if we are to use it properly. It's the most primitive part of your mind, and it's mostly non-verbal. That's to say, it doesn't rely on language and logic. You mostly feel it rather than think it. Think of it a bit like fire. The fire can warm us, can keep us close together. We can use its light to see in the dark. It can alert us to things which our eyes wouldn't otherwise see. But if we don't respect fire, it can hurt us. It can burn us. It can grow out of control and destroy our lives. Emotions and instincts are very much the same in that way. If we look at this picture, it gives us a simple representation of what the nafs is like. If it were a creature, the nafs would be quite a primitive thing. It behaves in a way that is concerned with survival in a primitive group. So, it's concerned with things like winning, with competing, with conquering, with looking out for danger, with being part of a group, with knowing where your rank is. It's also got elements such as an instinct for bonding and caring for family members or kinspeople. And it's also the source of our emotions. Now, the nafs interprets the world through impressions and feelings. And impressions and feelings are not accurate in terms of getting the facts right, but they can be very helpful in emergencies and very powerful too. Think about it this way. Supposing you're walking along and you came across a lion. Your nafs will react rapidly with fear and caution. It's obviously a very useful instinct to have fear and caution at this stage. If you just relied on your intellect, you'd be looking at the lion and trying to work out what species it was or whether it was in hunt mode or whatever. And clearly that wouldn't help you to get out of this sense of danger. Please remember to like and subscribe, because the more subs we can get, the more I can make this stuff available for free. Inshallah, all my future books will be available for free so that everyone in the Ummah can access sensible, scientific and religious information about good mental health. Thank you very much. So the nafs activates your body and gives you response of look, hide, get away, or prepare to hunt or whatever. And that's quite a useful thing to have. And what's interesting about wild animals with sharp teeth is that even newborns who've never seen a wild animal, if you show them a picture of sharp teeth, they get a startled response. And what that tells us is that, alhamdulillah, the fear of sharp teeth and wild animals is something which is encoded in our DNA. That's the miracle of the nafs, and that's how strong and basic it can be. Let's look at how it inhabits the body. Science has brought considerable knowledge to how it connects to the rest of the body. It connects upwards to the higher centers of the brain, namely the intellect and the true self, and it also connects downwards to the organs. If we look at this picture, we can see what happens when the emotions are aroused, or when the ego is active, if you like. You get reduced blood flow to the logical and rational areas. So when you're aroused emotionally, your ability to think clearly actually diminishes. Isn't that interesting? Because it just basically, the nafs can overpower your logic. You get increased blood flow to your emotional areas. So, for example, people who are in love feel more connected to the people they love. And they can also be less judgmental of the people that they love because they're not thinking so logically. If we look at the rest of the body, we can see that the breathing rate gets higher, the heart rate gets higher. You get butterflies in the stomach because the blood supply to the gut is reduced and it's diverted towards the muscles, getting you ready for that fight or flight. And you also get things like sweating, which help to cool the body down in preparation for exercise, perhaps. The nafs can dominate your thinking for two reasons. Firstly, it's more powerful than the intellect. And secondly, it's very rapid. It's quicker than the intellect. And this is why we need the heart. When we nurture and educate ourselves in our heart, we eventually gain better control over the mind. But many people don't embark on this exercise properly, and the nafs remains their quickest mental force, which can result in a lot of problems because they just deal with things in a rather impulsive, emotional way. And as a result, their decisions tend to be quite rash, rapid, and often get themselves into trouble. In the next video, we'll look at more detail as to how the nafs actually works and how we can grow to learn to exist with it and to manage it a bit better. Please remember to like and subscribe, because the more subs we get, the more I can make this stuff available for free. If you feel up to it, then skip along to the next video. I'll see you there, inshallah.